evening, everyone. You are very radiant. Did you know that? Did you choose your radiance? Are you radiating by design? That's the name of this show, Radiant by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and it's a call-in show. I want to talk to you about what it takes to radiate consciously into the world in order to get reflections back from, well, two things I was going to say, and I'm kind of cross-fertilizing them into one sentence. It is like we reflect in our behavior what the supposedly what the stars and the moon and all the astrological doodah is telling us is going on. We're just living in reflections of it all. We're reflecting out into the world and bringing back to us what's in our psyche, our subconscious, our karma, our dharma, our lineage, our cellular structure, and so on. And our deep in the soul, our will. Well, I talked about dharma very briefly. Our dharma, our purpose of being in this lifetime, we're radiating it into the world. And we're bringing back to us, we're magnetizing back the kinds of things that would limit our path, would maybe stop our path, would hone our path, would shine it up, would purify some of our hidden, darker motivations, the kind of motivations that come from past reactions and so on. It's very complex to be a human being and also to want to aim toward being conscious about being a human being. And a lot of what we're talking about on this show is the intricacies of what's been woven in our body, mind, in our cellular structure, in our muscles, in our organs, in our relationships, even in our homes. How can we change a lot of that in order to bring ourselves into heaven on earth or the kind of life that we've heard by many great teachers and prophets that we can actually create on this planet? What is healing? Is healing simply the art of taking charge of what's inside of you and bringing it forward and getting reflections back of something that's been realized? Is that what it is? I wonder. Take a look around you right now. See the kinds of drama that you're involved in. What is your family situation? What are your friends like? What kind of people do you meet? Where are the huge challenges that you face, whether you're going to the grocery store or the movies or a cocktail party or a healing seminar? Or what kind of competitions, combativeness? Where's the flow? What are the expansivenesses in your life? Let's learn a lot about our own soul journey and what reflections are coming back to us, because it's that stuff that will help you and help me refine our journey and help us get to a much more conscious place of following our will, our truer and truer nature, because your true nature keeps evolving, doesn't it? And the divine will inside. What does it take for us to move out of the subconscious programming? So that's really what I want to talk about tonight. What do you want to talk about? I'm going to hear that from you when you call in to talk to me. I work with a wonderful coalescence of guides and angels. And when you call in, we get to see you. We get to feel a lot of the energy. And we get to move energy around your questions to see where the questions that you call in about are actually representations of blocks in your world, in your dharma. That's a very exciting job that I have and that you have to at this time on the planet in 2012 to move out of a relentless drive that's coming from a subconscious place or a place that might be within ourselves, that might be from habit or magnetism or any of those things, without being a response to what you truly desire. So we've been talking about that a lot lately, that The Secret was really great and so was What the Bleep, but I didn't get deeply enough into the old programs, for some of us anyway, the old programs that you've got, that you've ingested or created in your own belly. And a lot of times what we want to do is go in there and see what they are and bust them up energetically, so then your affirmations, your creations, your visualizations, your reflections can really be freer and much more conscious and much more successful. So as I said earlier, my name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. I love to start with a meditation because I believe that all of us listening to Radiance by Design, or perhaps all the beings listening to BBS, wonderful BBS radio, are in a vibrational community. And as we share our meditation time, we build waves and a community of waves and frequencies that allow us all to expand. So I like to do a meditation together. And I'm going to, again, lead us through the sacred geometrics, which we do most weeks. And in it, you can do a lot of healing work, and you can do a lot of self-discovery, and we can change the world. Are you ready? It's vibrational and visual, and we're doing it all together. So close your eyes unless you're riding your unicycle on the edge of a cliff. And now call in above your head, perhaps 2 miles, a golden ball. It's a beautiful ball. See it rolling around, and below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. From the upper golden ball down to about waist height. Now somebody said you do this too fast, so I'll slow down. From the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. And it's maybe about 40 or 50 feet out from your body. And then upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. So the two pyramids, base to base, meet and create an octahedron, or an eight-sided figure. And inside of that structure, we have a crystal ball. The outside edges of the crystal ball touch the inside edges of the structure. Oh my, the crystal ball is always so many colors. It's very beautiful. Now, inside of that, there is a star tetrahedron, which is a three-dimensional Star of David. And you're inside of that. And I'd like you to spin and spin and spin. It's kind of like the Merkaba, with a few variations, or we'll just call it the Merkaba if you like. Spin and spin and spin and spin. And as you spin and spin, don't you notice that you feel a little like you're actually spinning? And now as you spin, look in front of you. There's a magical screen on which you put movies that you desire. And the first movie, okay, is you doing something that you want to become. So what is it you want to become in this lifetime? I always say I want to be multidimensional, consciously multidimensional, and coming from the heart. So I see that movie, and I see myself becoming multidimensional. And I see myself magically being able to go from one dimension to another or command awareness of all the dimensions at will. I'm having a blast with that. What is it you want to be? You don't have to be the same as me. Or you can. Now we get the feeling that we're accomplishing what we set out to do, and you can see it in your little movie or experience it somehow. Wrap that in light and move to the next screen, where you're going to be creating a project of your choice. Now, I've been playing around with doing a television series, and we'll talk about that later. And so I'm seeing myself doing that television series, creating it, and seeing all the various resources required to create it coming to me, and all the pieces just fit into place like a perfect jigsaw puzzle, a multidimensional jigsaw puzzle. And as it starts to happen, and I see it on the television screen, and I see a whole series, I see it accepted and successful, I see a big grin on my face. And then we see it ongoing, and all the resources, the funds, the places, the people, everything that's required to keep it going, including the audience, just flowing to it. Can't resist it. Wrap it in light, and now you go to the Galactic Healing Center, and imagine your healing team. We all have a healing team around us. Imagine your healing team circling a healing table, a beautiful, beautiful healing table. And you're the first person to go ahead and jump on that healing table and ask your team members, what is it you would like to have for healing? Or else tell them, I have a sore this or that, or I have a desire for this or that. Ask them for some healing on something you want. Now listen carefully, because they have something they want to tell you about what it is you want. Now I'm watching them work on me. Oh, my, my, my. My body's buzzing. Okay. And sometimes they'll tell you something about yourself that is a surprise. What's happening with you on the healing table? When you feel like it's getting going, wrap it in light, move it to the side. Remember, the magical team can replicate themselves. So they're standing around a fresh table. And who do you bring in? Okay, I'm bringing in someone who really does need healing. It's a young man. And he needs healing on the mental, physical, and emotional. He's in a state of rage and anger. Yeah, and they wrap around him. And it's funny, they start pulling things. Like, what's happening in your scenario? I'm happy to listen to that later. And we're seeing them pulling things out of his belly, which, remember, houses the subconscious, and out of his spine, and out of his brain. Yes, and you see that when someone's had damage as a little kid, it's hard for them to love themselves. And when you can't love yourself, it's easy to be basically very angry, especially when this person is very much a person of the heart. But he doesn't experience that. He's basically deeply, what they're saying, he needs to have some a whole bunch of stuff pulled out of his chest, huge out of his chest, because his chest is refusing to open to love, even though that's what he thinks he wants to be and do. And out of his belly. Good. Now wrap that in light. And now we're going to bring somebody else in. And this is an older man. He's quite a lot older. He's going through a very, very difficult time. He's in emergency, and he's really, really confused. And they're looking for why his hemoglobin is too low and why he's in very dire straits. Huh. And so they're working with his head, and very similar to the young man we were working on. They're working with his head. And this time they're working with his spine a great deal. Mm-hmm. And they're working with his belly. That's it. And then once again, they're pulling things out, pulling. And they're filling his veins and arteries. They're filling with, or they're creating a stronger fabric that holds his veins and arteries together. Okay, and he's in a state of distress deep down, and they're soothing him and moving his brain pattern. That's right. And as they work with him, it begins to ease at the heart and in the stomach, the duodenum area, and the intestinal tract. And we're going to ask them to continue with that. And who are you working on? We're asking them to continue with that. So we wrap it in light and move it to the right so that it can continue with its healing. And now let's bring in the American government. I hear the whole election preparations are getting a little bit crazy right now. And nobody seems to trust anyone. So let's bring in, it's hard to know what to bring in. I feel like I want to bring in the whole tangled mess. It's like a tangled fishing line, isn't it? Because I want to bring Obama in, and then I see all these different lobbyists and all kinds of reasons that Obama is in a tangled skein. Now, the guides were saying earlier, so here's the American government, that kind of the center of the American government. And the guides were saying earlier that as the changes amp up, that the darkness as well as the light is really getting extreme again. And there's a pulling in the darkness, as if, we'll put it optimistically, that it's as if the dark forces of dominance and greed are losing their grip. But before they lose their grip, they have to hold on really tight for what they want, and they're really angry. How about we look at it that way? Because there really is an incredible battle between dark and light. When I look at the American government, I see the whole thing about lobbying and kind of like an insanity and the lack of ideals as being, I said it's like an insanity because the word that came through when I said lack of ideals is saying it's like a dementia. How can you run a huge, complex country or even corporation with so many points of view if you don't have any common ideals? So let's just put the American government with all its tentacles all over the world on our healing table. And now what we're going to do is flood the table and the whole government. We're going to flood it with the kind of energy that helps individuals integrate. Because when many people integrate all that they've learned with the truth of who they are, they really want home and family, and they want the power to do that what they want. It's not that many that really want to just own half the world, if not all of the world, and just have tons and tons of stuff. Not everybody does that. I would say that the greater pulse of our nation is for raising their kids and having a family and being alive and having a community and all of that kind of more simple stuff. So we see the rising tides of sustainability and community consciousness and energy that doesn't destroy the world. There you are. And what they're doing whilst we talk about this political stuff sitting on this table is they're softening and soothing. The healing team are soothing a lot of the the anxieties that push people. Yeah, that's it. And they're doing that all over the world. Now, remember, our healing team, when it's such a big subject, we want to have to be able to see or experience the healing team layer after layer after layer after layer after layer after layer of consciousness going way out there and resonating with all that is. Because it's funny, as we talk, I just see more and more people popping into their light, their truth, and their ideals, not being convinced by other beings, but awakening to their own inner idealism. This could be a very wonderful time on the planet, couldn't it? Because the fields are rising, and as they do, more people wake up. There we go. And so the question is also, I'm looking at all these beings sitting on our table, and I go, the question is, how do we reach for what we want? Well, we do it with love in our hearts, don't we? That we had an occasion with Galexis, and they were so clear talking about how when you're talking about giving and receiving, if you're inside and you're integrating with your own capacity to love or the universal love that's resonant within every one of us, and we can blow that up and make a great big kind of a bubble of our own reality right there, then that goes out into the world and becomes the giving, and it's also the tool that receives. You see, it just sort of moves that whole flow that comes from people and into the beings all around the world. We just all get bigger and much more personally empowered as far as giving and receiving goes. And that's the whole, it's like breathing in and out, isn't it? Giving and receiving. All right, so now we're going to take the, we're still not done. So let's, I think we'll pretend we're done for a minute. We're going to step out of the healing room and the healing table, and I'd like you to call in some beautiful pink energy and breathe it in. Bring it down through the top of the head and out the heart. And send it to all the hot spots on your planet. Remember, we're all one, so the more you can feel integrated with your love and your ability to give and receive and to dream the truth of who you are, the more contagious that is, and the more you are one with people in all kinds of parts of the world. There you go. And now see yourself breathing and visualizing this light spinning all around the planet and going to where people are sick and going to Japan and going to the Gulf and going to Christchurch and going to all these different places on the planet where people are suffering from drought, from starvation, from greed, from war. And let's be a species that knows how to give and receive in such a way that it's a, what's the term? The term is sustainable, right? And now bathe the entire world in this amazing pink light, so much so that those beings that we call ETs really feel the hospitality in our integrated hearts, and they themselves also participate, because many of them are our ancestors and are part of our lineage anyhow, aren't they? To see the pulses of our planet beaming out and beaming in. All right, and send that light round and round and round the planet back into your hands, fill up your arms, into your heart. Have it swirl around the heart, pop up through the top of the head, and out into the great central sun. That's right. All right, now close off the Galactic Healing Center and hop into your star tetrahedron. Spin and spin and spin. And now come on back into this room with me. I'd love you to call in. But I know they've changed the numbers, but they can't fool us, because we want those numbers, and they're on the front of your screen. But right now they're in the front of Bob's iPhone. He's given it to me to read to you. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Please call in and let's talk about what you're going through in your life. We're going to have Deb O'Connor on pretty soon from Love Dog Design, Astrological Wizardry. She's a wizardess. She's going to be telling us what's going on out there. And I think she's, I'll get her to tell me because I forget. But somebody else was telling me today about that it has been pretty difficult for a lot of people. And for us, I don't feel like it's difficult as much as I feel like the reflections coming back to me are moving very, very, very fast. Things are going well, but I'm really out to lunch when it comes to time. Many things that I think are going to go this way go that way, and people are coming this way, and they come a day early or a day late. It's just not chaotic. I don't know if I'd call it chaotic, but it just seems to be going so much incredibly fast, almost like I need to take a dancing lesson or two to get in the rhythm of what the changes are. So I'd love to hear what's going on with you, and I can hardly wait till Deb calls in. In the meantime, you're listening to Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. Again, that's Veronica Entwistle, no H in Entwistle. Seth says I have to use that as my branding. And it's a call-in show. It's all about you. We're going to talk about anything you want, but also what's being reflected back to you right now. Are people changing all around you? Are people depressed all around you? Are people challenging you to be more powerful? Are they acting like you're too powerful? What's going on? Now, I'm going to look out there and do one little reading before Deb calls in. And Deb, if you call in before I'm done this, interrupt me, darling. So who am I going to look at? I'm looking at... Oh, you beat me to the punch. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Peg. How are you?
Hi, Peg. I'm glad you called in. I'm just wonderful. How are you?
Well, I'm feeling a lot better. I have a question. This morning at work, I felt like I was going to faint.
Oh, my.
You know, got really weak in the knees, and all. And I was standing talking to someone, and I had to, like, grab the table and then sit down. So I was wondering, is that to do with maybe a load over, you know, from the universe?
Did you have breakfast?
I had a little bit, but not much. I didn't have protein.
First thing I got was a lack of nutritional support.
That's what I thought, too.
And the second thing I got was that you are under a lot of pressure, and what's going on in the universe is pushing you. So you've got to eat. It's, I want to say this to everybody. You've got to eat a little bit better and a little bit more often right now. You know, make sure you get some really hoop-de-doo protein in you on a regular basis.
Okay.
Okay, okay. It's really important because you're not 21, but even 21-year-olds are probably experiencing that. But you've got too much demand on you right now to maintain the stamina without having the food. Do you understand?
Yeah, okay. Okay, good.
I would keep a pocket of nuts or nuts and raisins if you want more entertainment.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I went home today and rested. I only stayed for like 4 hours. I went home and rested.
But you do like your job, don't you?
Oh, I do. Yeah. And I think they like me too.
But I feel this, that there are a lot of people keep saying to me, are you seeing a lot of people getting sick, falling over and so on? And I go, I don't think so. But then I was thinking midday today, yeah, people seem to suddenly get pale. There's something going on the in the stars, and we'll ask Deb about that. And it really is amping up the rate of change on our planet. And for that, you need to fuel yourself a little bit better.
Okay.
Also, the other thing about
otherwise, I look okay?
Yeah, I was going to say the other thing about you that I really enjoy and that other people are experiencing as well, which is you are getting more and more sensitive. Your fields are awakening to feel the pulses, the instantaneous response to even, for example, the astrological changes. You're getting much more attuned and much more sensitive. You used to be able to shut down against big changes, and I don't think you can.
No. That's okay. Going through them.
Well, you really want it, darling.
Yeah, I do.
Is there anything else? Deb hasn't called in yet, but as soon as she calls in, we'll have to say goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, put some light on Jacob. He broke his right arm and wrist over the weekend.
Oh, my. All right. Here's our call, and I really appreciate it, but Jacob is only, he just turned 7, right?
Yes, uh-huh, yep.
Did he break it at his birthday?
No, he did it on Sunday, before his birthday.
Oh, my. All right, everyone, we're going to throw Jacob into, this is a really wonderful thing to do. We're going to put a little geometric around him, which is the pyramid pointing up, the double tetrahedron, pyramid pointing up, pyramid pointing down, meeting point to point, so they're like a diamond. Put that around and around his arm and spin it and spin it. And we'll just send him a lot of love, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Peg. It's always wonderful to hear from you.
Yes. Here's to you, too. Love to you. Good night.
Love to you. Go eat something.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Good evening. You're on the air. Is that you, Deb?
No, this is not Deb. This is Martha.
Hi, Martha. I'm glad you called in. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. When Deb comes in, I understand.
She'll wait anyway. She's a good sport.
Veronica, the reason I'm calling is that I am finding myself being pulled in a lot of different directions. I think I'm clear in one end, and then something pops up, and I'm then pulled in the opposite direction. My finances are paramount. And so everything now is being weighed against that barometer.
Mm-hmm.
Could you shed some light as to what's going on with me?
Yeah, did you lose your job? You didn't, did you?
No. But it feels like I'm just walking on thin ice with that job.
Okay.
It doesn't feel secure to me. The couple that owns the business, they're very insecure, and it just transfers right into me.
And here's what I'm looking at, is that the company itself is freaking and trying to tighten things up. I think they need you a lot. It's not a big company, is it?
No, it's just a family business.
Yeah, it looks like they need you a great deal. But there's something, you know, we were talking about creating our reality. There's no reason why this company can't do really well, but they have to kind of get their act together because they're inviting a huge insecurity reflection if they aren't already experiencing it. But they need you. So you got to wrap yourself in light all the time, or put yourself in a double tetrahedron, a golden one, and spin and spin and spin, because you're getting undone by the frequencies around, not only theirs, but other people who are really scared about their finances. So but you're going to be asked to do some very strong creative visualization over the next little while in order to keep yourself safe and strong. You can't let their their insecurities win, if you understand what I mean.
I just feel like I'm surrounded by it. Even the man I have a relationship with, he's always talking about money. It's always a very insecure situation.
You could... just a sec here. You could be okay, but I'll tell you what, you have to be the one. You're the one who has to be the warrioress. You have to start saying, we have to talk a better talk. We have to really radiate. What's the name of the business? Or not the name, but you tell me what the content is, the product.
The business that I'm in?
Yeah.
It's art, the selling of art.
It's not a very big company, is it?
No, it's not. It's owned by a couple.
Well, honey, I really think that your company could do really well over the not really, really well, just really well. And when I say not really, really well, maybe you can pump it up that high. But you've got to build the light in such a way that that company just radiates, and then people will keep buying. There's something funny about this company that it's going to have another sort of an interesting little quirky avenue as well. They can do that.
Uh-huh.
These are very creative people.
Right.
They're really good people and creative people. Do you know that?
I trust that they are, and I think that they are genuine. It's the energy of insecurity and lack of funds that... it makes me feel like I need to begin to look somewhere else and be in a more secure situation.
Okay, well, I think you should... If you're finding it... Okay, I would say that you get exhausted by the insecurity, so you do have the opportunity to hop companies, to shift companies, okay? You will have that opportunity. But on the other hand, you could maybe build it up and create such a strong... feeling like demanding everybody to be on a daily basis building up confidence about this business, because it does have the ability to go forward. It has the ability. They just have to change their thinking. Does that make sense? You have to decide if you want to go through all that or if you want to just hop companies.
Right.
You can do that. There's another job. Have you thought about this other job that I'm seeing?
I've just come across it, and I've got to redesign the resume so it addresses their needs. So I'm sitting with that. I'll need to do that tonight.
Yeah, I think I would do that if I were you. Give yourself the option. But you might want to say to them, look, I'm willing to stay if we can do something about the attitude part, because it's wearing me down.
Right. Is that the same with my boyfriend? Because I get worn out with that.
I'm not sure I like him. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I like the people you're working with, but I look at him and I go, I think it's kind of draining for you right now.
It is. It pulls a lot of energy.
He has a fair amount of depression. You know that?
No, he seems to be very up. But I don't see his depression. He seems
when I look at him, I feel... Pardon me?
Yeah, that's what I was going to hear.
Oh, okay. Well, when I look at him, I see this kind of core in him that is a little bit... I would say it's depression, or it's a rigidity, or it's something that doesn't know how to flow with change. And the thing with you is you have to... You know you're quite spiritual. Do you know that?
Oh, I've been told that, but I don't believe it.
You don't believe it. Okay. Well, you don't have to, but to me, you have this kind of light in there that wants to transform and change and be kind of lighter and freer and creative and so on. And when you're with him, I feel like he holds everything in and you don't feel as free to expand and grow, you see? Now, you can change that again. You can change everything, but that's the equation I see right now, if that makes sense. And
right,
what do we
yeah.
do about it? We change ourselves. We say to him, I'm going to really pick up speed here, and I want to be very positive, and we just have to because it's exhausting me. Just get going with that with him. Because maybe he'll follow you, but I feel like he gets annoyed.
Uh-huh. Being proactive you know? Is what I hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
Good. Being proactive, stepping forward, stepping outside of this.
Yes, and being the one who can do that.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense, yeah.
Yeah, and you're a really good soul, and when I said you're spiritual, what I'm seeing is a higher frequency light energy in you. That's your core. And it's already kind of free-ish, ready to go, but you're the one who has to use it. It's like playing an instrument. The instrument sits there until you play it, right?
Exactly.
So I have to say goodbye right now.
Yes,
and
bye-bye.
I hope this
Thank
was...
you so much.
All right, thanks for your call. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, Deb, are you out there or did you forget us?
I'm right here. I've been here for a while.
Oh, I'm sorry. You should yell.
No, I did say a couple things, but I was really interested in what your caller was saying. And she just talked about, I forgot the phrase she used. Basically, there's going to be a new moon on Saturday in Leo. And
Leo,
Leo is so
okay.
much about self-empowerment and the courage it takes. I think I know what she said. She said she needed to be the one who's proactive, and that's mm-hmm. exactly what this Leo new moon it's a piece of it, because Leo is energy that's real fiery, and it, you know, we can see the negative sort of shadow of it in the Congress right now. Leo is sometimes called the king, and which just means it has a sense of, can have a sense of imperialism almost, where, you know, you sort of, you are all my subjects and I have this sense of entitlement, I can do whatever the hell I please sort of energy.
Right.
But when there's a new moon, what we're doing is we're looking for any place in ourselves where we feel that sense of entitlement around a situation, and what we really want to do is work with the equation in terms of understanding the difference between the love of power, which we're seeing in Congress, and the power of love. And this new Leo moon is doing this very funky thing where it's sort of sitting at the apex of what's called the finger of fate, and it's got Pluto on one of its bases and Neptune and Chiron on the other. So there's a potential for a phenomenal amount of healing for us right now around our sense of, again, and Venus is going to be conjunct this new moon right on it, around the whole notion again of what love is really. It, you know, what kind of power we gain when we understand love, and what kind of power we give away when we don't. And courage.
And when does that hit? When does the new moon come up?
That's Saturday right around noon here in Montana, so it'll be right around 11 on the coast, on the west coast, 11:30, something like that. So it's this Saturday, and it's really, I wish, you know, when we have these conversations, I always just wish we could post this chart so that people would see the energy tapestry. It's like a beautiful energy weaving, because mm-hmm. if you just imagine the sun and the moon together in the same degree, sort of like yin and yang, just cradled together, and Venus is right next to them. Venus, the planet of love and of kindness and of the feminine. So in both men and women, there's going to be a lot about how we empower ourselves through the yin, which means it's almost like the whole, you know, how we keep shifting all of our awareness about all these things. Here we are with a new Leo moon. We haven't had one for a year, and we're starting from this new place in understanding how to empower ourselves through love, but we're also seeing where people are just sort of wanting to mow each other down. So you can, mm-hmm. we want to be sure that we see any place in ourselves where we might be prone to do something like that. But I got to tell you, because on both the sort of legs of this, it's like an arrow that points up to the new moon, Pluto's on one of them and Neptune and Chiron are the other, and those are planets that are working together and have been for a long time to help us to understand the sort of deep spiritual resonance in each one of us and everything that we have to let go of emotionally to continue to heal the light body in us. And so you have that beautiful, beautiful work going on at this base, and then you go all the way up to the top of it, the apex, and there you've got a Leo no moon. And Leo has real different energy because it's so fiery and out there and sort of power seeking. But you know, healthy Leo is just this beautiful, loyal, brave energy, and it can be really creative.
I often think of it as kind of protective.
It can be protective of what it loves, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's the other thing, is to watch for where we're trying to protect something so that we can stay in control of it, you know, in power again.
Mm-hmm.
The equation with Leo really always has to do with power. And there's nothing wrong with personal power. In fact, what I was trying to say is that your caller was talking about empowering herself, really, and in a really healthy Leo New Moon way, saying, well, you know, I need to notice where am I, the wound at the base of this. I need to notice where I'm giving my power away, because I'm afraid emotionally that I'll lose everything if I do this. So a lot of emotional courage is inherent in this new moon.
So tell me, is there evidence in the skies over... my guides keep saying that also the dark is really pushing hard at the same time. Is that right?
Well, I think it is, and I think that, you know, I always try to be positive about this, but Pluto is at the... Pluto is quincunxing this new moon, and Pluto always is... That's why I keep talking about power and empowerment, because Pluto and the sign of Leo are both a lot about how we find our power. Mm-hmm. And how we need to be, all of us, clear about where we're letting someone else overpower us or a situation overpower us. But this Pluto quincunx to this moon, it makes me a little tiny bit nervous, and I try not to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we really do have the sort of really negative expression of Leo-ness going on in the Congress of this country and in other places in the world, where there's just this sense of entitlement, I'll just do whatever the hell I please, kind of, you know, and sort of lording it over everybody, sort of like the shootings in Norway. I mean, that's kind of Leo run amok. Here I am. I'll do what I please. And then you throw Pluto into it, and Pluto always brings our attention to what is dark and asks us to please look at it and transform it into what is light. So it's going to be really interesting. When I knew that this whole raising the debt ceiling thing was going to correspond pretty much exactly with this Leo new moon, I just thought, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah,
especially because
isn't that the test that everybody's dealing with, is going through the awareness of the darkness and how we want to hold on to what we consider our security, whatever it is.
Right. What makes us we don't want to move too far out of our comfort zone. Only I think a lot of us are moving out of our comfort zone, and probably your listeners are some of the people who are doing that, you know, in the most sort of evolutionary way. But I think
they're being booted out of their comfort zone.
Booted. I know. It's almost like if we don't let it go, it'll be taken.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's sort of, and you know, another thing that's important for your listeners to know is that Mercury is going retrograde on Tuesday evening. And if you're on the East Coast, it'd be sort of early, you know, like around 7 or so. If you're on the West Coast, it'll be around 10 or 9 or 10. So when Mercury goes retrograde, things get, and it's already in its shadow, so we've already been feeling it. You know, the communication breakdowns that happen around Mercury. And yet, I have to always tell us, I have to remind us, that Mercury, when it goes retrograde, that means we're asked to pull ourselves a little bit back out of the noisy, outer, extroverted world and focus a lot more on the inner voice. And when we do that, things do soften and they don't feel sort of as extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working with I Ching on this particular Mercury retrograde, and I'd have something to offer to clients about from the sage's point of view. And one of the things that I got was the hexagram modesty, which is the basic tenet there, the sort of bedrock core point, is that we need to keep our equilibrium when things are extremely beautiful and wonderful and when things are extremely horrible and terrible. That one of the great things that we're learning as humans, and I mean great as in noble, one of the most noble things we're learning, is how to basically, you know, even more than rock with it, keep our equilibrium. We're learning how to respond in a much sort of a higher frequency, I think. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, actually. But I also think, I'm just throwing this back in and being a nag, I really think it doesn't hurt us to recognize that there's some pull for the dark as well.
I agree, and I think it's really strong right now.
Yeah, and it makes you feel like, oh, my God, is it all going to hell in a handbasket? But actually, it's just showing.
Well, a lot of it is, though.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've been talking about this for 3 years. When Pluto started to square Saturn and Uranus, you know, we've been saying this all along. There is a lot that has to dissolve and a lot that has to break down, and this is happening in Capricorn, so it's going to be in the literal material structures of our lives. And it brings up a lot of fear in all of us, even those of us that are working to stay aware and to travel through this with some grace. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, part of it is darkness, really serious darkness, and part of it is this beautiful orchestration of breakdown, just like what compost in the garden, so some new extraordinary thing can come up out of it. But we can't get it to grow. We can't bring in the new in unless the old continues to break down and dissolve.
We have to do releasing. Well, I really appreciate this from you, and I'm so glad to talk to you. So tell everybody what your website is.
My website is www.lovedogdesign.com.
Just
thank
for fun.
So for this conversation. Yeah, it was fun.
You're in Montana, and I'm in Washington State. I almost said British Columbia, but I'm close. But the new moon, I mean, all of this stuff has a different impact on Montana than it does on, not impact, but reflection or creation of energy interaction in Montana than in Washington, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know that it does. I always feel like it's a universal energy. It's affecting everything and everyone and at different levels. So when we look at what goes on in, I keep using the Congress as an example because it's so Leo-like in it, mm-hmm. in that larger cultural society sense. But mm-hmm. we, each one of us within our own individuated, beautiful Leo hearts, loyal and brave, we're looking for the courage to love well and understand how to empower ourselves around love and how to strengthen, you know, really strengthen our own inner sort of courage base, and to do it creatively and playfully. Leo loves to play mm-hmm. and loves to create. So I think one of the things that I would add here, and then I'll get off the phone, is that a sense of humor is critical to everything that's happening right now.
Yay, we like that.
We love that.
Well, we have another caller. Let's get one more before we get hooked off stage, and I'm so delighted to talk to you always.
Good night, good night.
Good night, Deb O'Connor. Thank you from Love Dog Design. Good evening. You're on the air and just in the nick of time.
Uh-huh. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Interesting. Been really good and had a lot of disappointments and good things happening. It's kind of bizarre, but yeah. Some projects were coming together, and I said no, and I waited a couple days to finish them, and then it was going to be tonight, and then everyone canceled on me except for one friend who showed up in time to give me a ride home.
Well, I think we've already lost Deborah. I'd ask her, because I'll tell you, everything in my life seemed to suddenly change. Everything I thought that was happening changed into something else, although I had some major successes as well. But, boy, it's been like, like going, okay, I'm trying to surrender here.
Yeah, I thought it was my ego and everything was going really well. And I said, no, I'll wait because I'm getting all this inspiration. I thought, well, it was me. And then all of a sudden I went, well, maybe I do want to not do this on Thursday. And all of a sudden, whammo, everybody like canceled. One person was still sick. Another one had a gig come up. She's a musician. And you know, another one was like, well, I can't be there. So it's kind of
tell
like,
me,
okay,
did you
well,
have any inkling it would be like that?
I had an inkling on Monday that maybe just putting together one album of poetry was enough that my Japanese friend, whom I'd been wanting to ask to do stuff with me for over a year, who finally said yes. And when he canceled on that Monday, I'd had an inkling the day before. It's like, don't work on your foreign language poetry. Work on this one. Monday I got, okay, just work on one album. It's possible. It's all you'll get to do. And then still I thought, oh, wait a minute, I wanted to call this other person earlier today, and now I know why, because I'm looking at this poetry. And because earlier I had this idea I should do it tonight.
Hmm.
But, you know, he ended up having to sell his car. And so if we'd done it Tuesday night, you know, if I could have got the rights kept canceling on us, but I found one, and it's possible we could have had it done on Tuesday, and because since then I've had stuff for my play coming up, but since I've been so feeling so angry and so negative sometimes, but really positive on the other, it's been difficult sometimes to get things moving with certain people. Like, oh yeah,
but I think you've expressed something that I've really experienced lately, which is you're having positive. Feeling really good, and you're feeling really angry, and it goes back and forth. And I think that you're being turned. I think of it as being turned on the lathe. You're dumping a bunch of stuff, and you're not. And all of a sudden, it's going to center, and you'll be much more centered and much freer to count on your time. Maybe this new moon's going to help us. I don't know.
Well, gosh darn it, I want to get this project done, and I had a chance to do it, and then I decided to listen to my ego, and then there it went, you know. And I mean, I'm grateful it went to pot today, and none of my meetings quite worked out, but somehow I ended up with people helping me get food because I'm out and I don't have the money for it, gosh, it's just like I showed up at a place to tutor a friend. She said she canceled the meeting, and I didn't understand she was doing that. We ended up just speaking Spanish for an hour instead of English like we usually do because I tutor her. And at the end, towards the beginning, this guy from Uruguay shows up, and we start talking about music. After she left, he and I got in a conversation. So now I have this new friend from Uruguay. So all these Spanish speakers are coming in my life, and he said, you need to keep up with your poetry after you read my poem, you know?
Aww.
And a psychic friend, just when I'm thinking, looking through my artwork, like, I'm going to get rid of it, I'm just tired of drawing, you know, I called into my friend Deb's radio show, and she just popped up with, keep up with your drawing, and I'm like, I was going to give up on that. I'm supposed to be focusing on music here.
I think you have to follow the flow. Now, I have to get off the air before they flow me off the radio station here. Thank you for your call. Thank you for being... You're often the final caller. That's great.
Yeah. Kind of anxious about the money and what I'm going to do in the near future about some relationship stuff. But I guess
Some surrender and call in earlier next week.
I will.
All right, honey. Good night.
Talk to you later.
Okay. And this is Veronica Entwistle saying, give me some feedback on this show and any of the shows. Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night is having someone I advertised once before, but it all fell apart. It's Dee Wallace. Dee Wallace, who wrote Bright Light, who used to be, she's quite famous for playing the mother in E.T. and has played hundreds and hundreds of Hollywood roles. And her book, Bright Light, is about using acting and performance as her spiritual journey. It's quite a wonderful book. And she's a very, very feisty character. You're going to super much enjoy our conversation with her, which is going to be on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. If you stay on, Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, follows this show. And I don't know what Jackie's talking about tonight, but I know she's been through a huge transformation herself. So we'll hear about that, and we'll get some of the special, delightful, multidimensional words from the team. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, let's all just feel, see, and know one another, listening to Radiance by Design in our healing and vibrational community. Let's just take a minute and feel all that and know that we are connected. We are one. Good night and many blessings.